A very, very good evening to you, all our listeners. Studio 7, Voice of America. You are tuned in to Studio 7, The Connection, Live Talk, coming to you live from Voice of America in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, March the 6th, 2018. And I'm your host, Mike Ore.
And I am Ivan Sininga.
So, folks, a few days ago, Honorable Nelson Chamisa was knighted, if you want to call it, or selected to be the president of MDCT. He was also selected to be the individual running for MDC Alliance. This has seems to have been something that has sparked or ignited, may I say, a fuse within the youth of Zimbabwe. A lot of youth started chanting Chamisa, Chamisa, Chamisa. A lot of youth started singing different anthems, saying things, for example, Evans like Jiganesa, Chisa Chamisa. So the youth seem to be very, very excited to have one that they can call their own to represent their needs, to represent their wants. And also for them, based on the conversations that I've had, a lot of them seem to just say, you know what, Mike, it's nice to have someone, one of us, in that position. Because it's one thing that we've cried about for a very, 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 very long time. So, folks.
Yeah, so, wow, what can we say?
Mm-hmm.
We have to get connected. So you can join us on our Twitter and our different Facebook pages. We're going to be streaming live on our three different pages, the VOA Studio 7 page, the VOA Ndebele, and the VOA Shona. As for our Twitter handle, it's at Studio 7 VOA.
That is right, Evans, that is right. And for those looking to join us on air or to give us our thoughts on the topic tonight, you can either text us on WhatsApp or you can call us straight into the studio. Either way, we'll call you back to bring you into the program. The number for WhatsApp is 001-202-465-0318. And the studio number, 001-202-619-2077.
And like I said, we'll emphasize, are we screening live on our internet pages, the voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com. We're also streaming on our three respective Facebook pages, like I said. Join us. Let's have fun.
Well, folks, again, this is the Youth Connection coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America. I'm your host, Mike Hove. As we said early on, folks, recently, Honorable Nelson Chamisa was selected to be the individual representing the MDCT and also who's going to be running for elections as a representative of the MDC Alliance as he competes against President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. This seems to be something that has excited the youth, Evans.
Oh, yeah, man. It's been... You should see what's going on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new craze that's going on. People are talking this and that about Nelson Chamisa.
Yeah,
now it's Nelson Chamisa. Here's my vote. ED, here's my vote. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is getting interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are both making promises to the people as they go around campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a chance to listen to both their previous rallies.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I can tell you it's going to be a roller coaster. We got to brace ourselves for an exciting 2018 election.
I know.
Yeah.
But you know the interesting part is, for example, like I said earlier on, it's what the youth are saying. What the youth are saying. They are saying, finally, mwewedu aripo.
Of course. It's a huge feeling,
mm-hmm.
You know, where you get to see somebody in your generation,
mm-hmm.
in your generational gap,
mm-hmm.
someone you can talk to and who can represent your mindset, your thoughts, your ideas,
mm-hmm.
you know, your feeling. Not where you, like, you gotta feel young to feel to
be in that.
You look at me, you see, no, this guy is young.
We are and equal.
Same WhatsApp group.
Na.
Yes, 609.
609. So, Bagwetu, today we want to hear what you guys have to say about this. What does Nelson Chamisa represent to you? He's now the president of the MDCT. He's also going to be running against President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa. What does it mean to you as the youth? Ukuthi ubone umuntu ongusakhulayo ehlezi khonapha, engumongameli webandla. It means I want to hear about it. Ngenani kuhlelo lisitshele ukuthi hi, what do you think about today's topic? What do you think about Nelson Chamisa?
Mike, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
just been thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about this earlier on before we came to the show. You know, it's more of a generational move that we're seeing going on right now.
You heard Themba Mlisso explain.
Oh yeah, he says the floodgates are open. And now the biggest question is this movement stoppable?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
for once there, I stood back and I said to myself, you know what, this is beyond politics.
Mm-hmm.
This is beyond ZANU-PF.
Of
this
course,
is beyond
it's not. It's not even about Chamisa anymore.
So it's
anymore.
Not about Chamisa mm-hmm. anymore. Mm-hmm. It's about every single young Zimbabwean mm-hmm. out there who has raised the Zimbabwe flag, who is doing big in their industry,
mm-hmm.
who has put a voice of record in what in whatever they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to celebrate all those.
Oh yeah, Malcolm Deng.
Yeah, yep, man. Yep. Yeah, they inspire you too, man.
My friend, me, I'm inspired.
Do I inspire you?
No, no, not you. Never, never, never. Go to Valaleli. You would have been able to say, the connection. Sizagini every Tuesday, Molesibili. Uhlelo luqala no 8 bese lugqiba ngo 9 okhulumayo ngu Mike Hove umsakazi wase Studio 7. Lamhlanje kuhlelo we are talking about umnumzana Nelson Chamisa, umuntu ongisakhulayo. Ose ngumkhokheli webandla le MDCT. Njalo nguye ozabe ngena kumncintisano wokuba ngumongameli kulumnyaka encintisana 111 lo mongameli Emerson Mnangagwa. So lamhlanje kuhlelo, we want to hear more from you abontanga ukuthi madoda, what do you guys think about umnumzane Nelson Chamisa njengoba ungumuntu ongisakhulayo osethathile lesikhundla, isikhundla esikhulu madoda, big position. Uyazi, I've spoken to abontanga abanengi abatshiyeneyo, abanye abovimba bayisho emshaburi, abanye abakhangela ukungena kukhetho as ama-independent candidates. Besisho bathi, hayi, even though angimthandi uChamisa, but still, what he represents, madoda, is something so, so, so big. It's beyond into yokuthi nguChamisa lo Mnangagwa. Njengoba lokho okushiwo ngu-Evans, uyasho, even umnumzane uThemba Mlisso, uyasho ukuthi the floodgates have opened. So sifuna ukuzwa kini abontanga ukuthi, when you now looking at umuntu ofana lo umnumzana u Nelson Chamisa, what do you think? Do you feel ukuthi hayi lami, lami I can take it, lami I can win in life? Ngena nokuhlelo bakethu lisitshele.
Mike,
saka nje
tiri kuzvinzwa zviri muchirongwa chanhasi. Vateereri vedu nevakatarisa kwese kwamuri, ndonyaya iri pano nhasi. Tiri kuda kumboti titarise kuti iri bazi rauya nyuwani reve chidiki iri rataona richichinjwa driver hanzi driver dzvikanetsa tunetsani
Chamisa.
Amen. Isu tachisa daro ndo zviri kutaura.
Ndimbe kuva kutotiudza.
Asi nyaya iripo ndeyekuti tiri kuda kuti timbotarisa isusu nhasi titi aiwa vechidiki vari kuzvitambirawo sei zvavari kuona zvichishanduka mukati menyika. Tiri kuona mazita evamwe vechidiki achisimukira vachipinda muzvinzvimbo nemuzvigaro zvine simba, zvinoda kuti vatariswe neimwe nzira, zvinotitaridza kuti aiwa nesuwo tinoda kuona tichidzidza, tichifunga kuti tisvikewo ipapo tinopasvikawo sei, uye kuti zvakurevei kumwana weZimbabwe nhasi kuti takuona mamazitawo anoverengeka ewe zera rechidiki.
Mm-hmm.
Kunyanya-nyanya iri riripo rekunzi Chamisa Chamisa here. Mm-hmm. Hanzi Chamisa aenda. Vamwe vari kutotaura zvavanoda, hanzi muchadyiwa nevana vadiki kunge madiki. Saka ndakafa nekuseka ndikati asi Mike, hatidi kukanganwa kuti Nelson Chamisa haasiri yechete wechidiki ari kusimudza zita, anoda kuti ataridzo vamwe gwara nekudzidza nekukopa kwaari.
Andizi baningi abontanga abangenayo kukhetho,
tichada kuzonzwa kuti ndivanani vari kuitei vari kupi, tichiona kuti nyaya iri kufamba sei.
Abanye vele bayangena kulo mnumzane Nhlanhlamoyo, who is going to be you know, competing this year as running for MP. We have, unfortunately, we didn't get the chance to have people like Linda Masadira, but it's really great. We've got a video that represents the youth that are winning.
Right,
that
right.
Win,
go get us.
You know?
We got to win, man.
Eh. So I see already, I'm a comments, Evans.
Vatutanga.
Ushaba uti Chamisa, the unstoppable generational wave.
My God.
Uti ama waves, ase kali lunge na mdoto.
Saka, ichi kepe, ichi batiki gai. Ushaba uti aurangi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Gift Masango Uti Nelson Chamisa is our future president. Chamisa is my vote. Chamisa, Gonke, Chamisa.
As in I, Mike, chinotadzi sachi kuti mwana wemuZimbabwe wechidiki asati akura zvakadaro agone kutungamirirawo kana kuita president wemusangano kana kuita CEO wekambani at 30, at 35. Zvinotadzikwa neizvozvo. Kuita CFO wekambani hombe. Tonzwa kuti ano kuna Mike Hove CEO we Bill Gates
Voice
Foundation.
Of America.
Yo akudzinga basa manje. Zvinotadzika nei kuti zvidaro?
Yes.
Pane chakaipa here?
Hapana.
Ona president weku France. Ona president weku Belgium.
By young bulls.
Young stoke. Ko isusu zvino kana zvakuitikawo kuZimbabwe chinoita kuti vanhu vamire kure vachitarisa nekufunga kwakanyanya chii hazvifadziwo here kuona nyika ichimhanywa nacho chimuti chichienda nevafana vechidiki
Saka Evans ndikutonzwa kuti tatone guest wedu wekutaka
ngatitaurei navo tinzwe
Nomusana Nhlanhlamoyo onjani poka baba
Anyabonga ndina baba nijani
Hayi ngiphilile baba so lamhlanje kuhlelo I'm sure you understand the topic ekona. We are talking about umuntu ongisakhulayo who is now leading this big party. Wena njengomuntu ose okhangela ukungena kwezombusazwe, awungitshele umbono wakho mayelaye umnumzana uNelson Chamisa.
I wanna it's very interesting what has happened in the MDC, especially looking at the fact that this is a young person who has come in and he's holding the reins. And then I wonder about, in as much as there is a lot that is happening with the MDC currently, the appreciation that is there is that at least now we have a young person who is standing up and is going to be running in a presidential election. It's not just about Nelson Chamisa as an individual, but it's about a generation of young people, 37 or 38 years after independence, which is China and the villages of Sugumani and Australia to be counted. Just like the young people who stood up years ago and started to fight for their country. The belief is that now it's our turn to take a step further and build the country going forward. So it's something that we really think is very interesting and is changing the dynamics of politics in Zimbabwe. And it's opening up the field to say it's no longer just the old horses who fail. Labafana sele khona and we are here to prove that we can do it as a younger generation.
So Nhlanhla, explain something to me, Baba. Uyazi, you are running as an independent candidate, and now all of a sudden, it's this big like impossible is nothing. I've seen, like we had spoken earlier on last week, kuhlelo labasakhulayo emsakazweni to OS Studio 7. Everywhere I turn, someone young is running for MP. Every single place I turn, every single new day, a youth all of a sudden is like, no, I can do it too. How important is it for us as the youth to govern ourselves or to at least take positions such as these?
Yes, it is a generational mandate and obligation. Each and every generation has a responsibility to do something to contribute to the development of their country before they sink into oblivion. So I think maybe the reason why the biggest question that we should be asking ourselves is, why is it that all of a sudden Abandaba Chabonga, they are standing up here in Davis City where we want to run, we want to govern? It's an issue of background of how things have been run first in our country and the current situation is it's no longer a time for us to sit back and relax. So stand up and be counted. And you realize that this is the 21st century. We now live in a global village. And so a lot of the things that might have applied and might have worked during this country in which the old horses grew up, in a way, these are things that are no longer relevant. If I can put and say, the aspect of innovation, the older generation has lost it a bit somewhere along the line. So we need young blood, we need fresh minds, fresh ideas that can cope and compete with the 21st century world. Because especially in Zimbabwe, there's a lot of work that we need to do because we have lost out. We have lost a lot of time, and we need to catch up with the rest of the world in terms of leadership and development. And we can do that through energy and innovation coming from these young people that are standing up.
Mm. Interesting, man. I have a question for this gentleman my brother, the generation that we live in today, you know, our elders, I would say they always taught us, they've always explained to us that we are tomorrow's leaders.
Not today.
Not today. Mm-hmm. You are leaders of tomorrow. Not today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which puts you in a very, very precarious situation in as much as you want to progress forward, because you then turn your mind to believe that I am being groomed for something big that's coming. But when is it coming? You know, Joyce Mujuru, Mnangagwa, when they went into politics, when they went into government for the very first time, they're probably in their 20s too. Mm-hmm. What's your take on that?
You know, there is this saying that we throw around a lot, quite a number of times. We say, actions speak louder than words. And yes, we've always been told we are tomorrow's leaders. Some have even gone on to say we are tomorrow's future leaders. But you see, even tomorrow, they will still be saying tomorrow's future leaders, which means the day after will always be tomorrow, 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 which virtually means you may never lead. But what they are saying is, these actions that we are taking now are a big statement of saying we are not leaders for tomorrow. We are leaders of today. The leaders for tomorrow are being born today, and they are going to be born tomorrow. This is our time. This is our peak in terms of existence and in terms of productivity. And we want to be productive now. We want to be able to lead now, so that we don't then fall into the trap of those guys that have come before us, who will want to then start leading at 70 or 75, because their time of productivity has come and gone, and they didn't have any impact during their peak years. Now they want to maintain because they are trying to compensate, which is, it's not supposed to be like that.
Interesting analysis there. Let's put you on hold for a little bit and get a caller on the line.
I believe we are our second guest.
Oh, he's the second guest?
Yes.
I thought it was a caller.
Now, this one is about to get interesting.
Okay, why? Because
everyone keeps saying Chamisa Owoye.
All right.
As we are hoping that the way Chidiki Weguzan. Sepa Mamone.
Kanakango tika pamperinizan pim chukut pamperi.
Let's introduce him. Welcome to the show, Farai Mufuti. How are you doing, brother?
Hey, and good evening to your viewers. To your listeners, sorry.
Farai.
I can't seem to hear.
Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
Farai, you're live on air. How are you?
I am good, thank you. Thank you for having me, and a good evening to your listeners.
Great, great. I've just been informed no slogans today.
I will act accordingly.
let's try to do that. But no. Welcome to the program, Farai. Welcome. Today we're talking about youth leadership. And like I said, I know you are part of ZANU-PF, and it might be not in your DNA to promote anyone else who's not ZANU-PF. But I would like to know, what is your take on having someone young in such a leadership position? What is your take on Nelson Chamisa?
Well, firstly, allow me to thank you yet again for having me. And do pardon my voice. I currently have the flu.
What kind of singer has the flu, my friend?
Yeah, sorry?
I said, how does a lead band singer have a flu? You can't do that. That's your career.
But nonetheless, I think it's exciting times in terms of the political terrain that we have in our country. It is good to have divergent participants, especially those that represent the demographic of our country, mm-hmm. especially when it's youth. And also, it helps widen the democratic space when it comes to political participation. Mm-hmm. And this is part of the ethos that we're talking about when it comes to the new dispensation. We're talking about creating ZANU-PF would not be an effective ZANU-PF if there was not a formidable opponent. Mm-hmm. And that's why you find that we took center stage when it came to reverence to the death of Tsvangirai. It's because of that fundamental fact. We respect, we want to create a plural society that is engaging and collective. But in order to do so, you must have divergent participants. And it's so I welcome the introduction to politics of Chamisa, not because of his age, because age, the thing with age is that it is not a virtue or a symbol of wisdom. No, it's a virtue of leadership. However, it is something to welcome. What I'm interested in is engaging in the policies that Chamisa presents, not discuss his birth certificate.
Interesting. Interesting angle there. Very political. This guy is a politician.
He's a politician. Okay. No, that's very interesting. So now, speaking of policies, we had spoken early on. We're talking about youth leadership. You, as someone who's a ZANU-PF youth activist, what are you guys doing in order to enhance the party, especially now that we're staring dead straight in the eye with elections?
Well, so I don't get the question. In relation to what type of policy? The youth policy in terms of expanding the youth participation?
Yes, especially within the ZANU-PF party.
Well, this is part of our core angle. We recognize, in fact, we are one of the first parties to acknowledge this this huge demographic. And we understood when we had the land reform program that it was important to have a transitional program that enables, that empowers people to be able to capacitate themselves. But moving from that, we then introduced an industrial program that would enable, create an enabling environment to not only to create employment for the youth, but also for youth to become the employer. This is the future generation. So in terms of policy making, our framework, as far as from a constructive perspective, we are targeting a youth-based program, which engages the educational aspect, engages industry, and also engages technology. Science and technology is going to be a keystone in our manifesto when it is released. So you find that over the last 10 years, irrespective of the many hiccups that we have had, be it from external challenges and internal challenges of corruption, but you'd find that ZANU-PF has urged forward in terms of our bureaucratic infrastructure is filled with a number of youth. Government is the largest employer, and part of that large employment base is based on this particular demographic. So it's a crucial demographic. To expand on that point as well, I would say that the future that we as ZANU-PF want to see, not of miscalculated speed train, but we want a future that is practical and pragmatic to our own conditions, which is based around agriculture. We have an agricultural economy by incapacitating this particular constituent.
Farai, I am feeling very itchy right now to throw you under the bus. There are so many youth in ZANU-PF, but how many of you guys are in parliament today? How many of you are sitting on boards of parastatals that, whoever is under 35 and is sitting on a board of any parastatal that you know, please let us know. I'm trying to bring to the idea of youth are being pushed aside, or are they being empowered, as you say?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, there are quite a few people that are youth that are part of that are in the board, but understand the context, the time frame that we're in. We are a party that has just gone through a transition, and as a consequence, are dealing with the ills of the past, so to speak. And in so doing, the cabinet that was picked on the basis of an urgency, an urgent thing. So what you wanted to do, what you wanted to create, you wanted to give that job to a pair of safe hands as we lead into the election. The cabinet we see now is not a pure reflection of what ZANU-PF represents. In fact, ZANU-PF has always had internal arguments with regards to an intergenerational transitional leadership style, and that is going to continue. But because we were under extraordinary circumstances, this is the picture you see now. But it is not descriptive of the reality that you will see after the election.
Okay. Like a politician he is. All right. We're going to ask you to hold on a little bit. We'll take a caller. Is that a guest or another?
People, we have a beautiful, beautiful video that we set up for you. We are speaking on the spirit of Abantu Abasakhulayo. uyazi kulabo ntanga abanenge abagcweleyo abavele eZimbabwe abahlale endaweni ezijeneyo emhlabeni la, and they all experts, Evans.
Yeah, in various
CEOs,
man, I love that.
Millionaires.
I love it.
Grammy Award winners.
Oh man.
They're winning. And so we figured, whilst in the spirit of, you know, talking about youth empowerment, would show you some of these youths that are winning.
Great
even
winners.
There in Zimbabwe, back on.
Yes.
So Lizababona, guys, let's just take a look at this video. And then when we come back, we're gonna have our career coach, Ufiona. You'll hear. See you again.
Marjorie Ngwenya. Marjorie is a Zimbabwean-born actuary who became the first non-British-based person to be appointed president-elect of the UK's Institute and Faculty of Actuaries. Marjorie has served in various positions in companies such as Old Mutual, Liberty Group South Africa, and Deloitte United Kingdom. Ellen Chiwenga. Ellen is a full-time football agent who has held a FIFA and FA license as a registered intermediary and a member association of the AFA, WI Scout, and Sophia Client. Ellen started her career as an international chief football scout, having worked hand-in-hand with top managers in the English Premier League and Spanish La Liga before becoming a football agent. Simba Muriro. Muriro is a 32-year-old founder and managing director of Oxygen Energy Private Limited, an independent power producer and renewable energy development company that specializes in utility-scale power plants and commercial rooftop projects. In 2016, Muriro was ranked amongst 30 of the most promising youth entrepreneurs in Africa. Linda Masarira. Linda is a Zimbabwean activist who works as a national coordinator responsible for formulating projects for youth and women empowerment. This year, Linda is running for Member of Parliament in Harare Central as an independent candidate. Maureen Kademaunga. Maureen is the founder of Women for Women Zimbabwe, and through her She Votes campaign, is helping women across Zimbabwe learn about electoral issues, how to gain the materials to register to vote, run for office, stand up for policies that benefit women economically, politically, and culturally. Maureen is also a holder of a BSc Honours degree in Sociology from the University of Zimbabwe and a Master of Science in Political Science, International Relations, and Transnational Governance. And lastly, Brian Soko. Brian is a Zimbabwean-born songwriter, music composer, and multi-award-winning producer. Soko won 3 awards at the Broadcast Music Inc. R&B Hip Hop Awards for composing Beyoncé's hit record, Drunken Love, in 2014. Might I add, Brian has a Grammy Award.
Mike, what do you say about that?
They're winning.
And then you tell us Zimbabwe does not have young people
talented
who can take this country somewhere?
I don't believe you. So, before we go to Ufiona.
Oh, yes, man.
Let's hope people don't get drunk on euphoria. Don't get too excited, Buffett. Unzaloga, but he means Elwa Square, Uti MR Twagas.
Oh,
yes. But you know the interesting part? Ntwagas, he also has a lot of youth in them.
Of course, I've
that
seen.
Party itself has a lot of youth. And so, now we have women allowing Numzan. We are ready to lead. Thumbs up for Chamisa to take them on. And Zibata Buru.
Chamisa is an unstoppable runaway train. He has my vote.
Yes.
Killer, killer, Chirandu Kudita.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be... But let's not be derailed.
There's also some people, you know, the interesting, Ndamboveri nga comment, Mwachiti, ED has my vote.
Yeah, of course, there
so
are
they are
some
there.
People.
Even like, Mwumza Nnanga Kula, Abantanga, Nga Sakula, Abamsegela.
Whoa, Hansi. Yes.
Which one?
Oh, Nyembez.
Which one?
Nyembez in Glove, Hansi. Oh, Mashedza, Sawira Wangu Ellen.
As Sawira.
Sawira. And you go now to Munwesa and Odaku Associate, Kwanewega now Chistas Machine. So it means you're inspiring people.
That's right.
Who are you inspiring, Mike?
Guys, you guys must tell me, am I inspiring you? You must all tell me.
Will we run for Mike as president?
I tell you, Chamisa is the best thing since sliced bread. by Amtana.
Thin sliced bread.
Thin sliced bread.
Man, when was that?
In the long time.
This is way back. Oh, my word.
And then Clive Jabo, today is the tomorrow we once talked about. Lamhlanje.
Nice.
Ujela's Chi Uti, it's not all about ageism, but fresh minds, progressiveness, older generations stuck in corruption. Ivo. Yes, worry. Ukiuts Tembo Uti, we need energy of the young and wisdom of the elderly. Chamisa should balance up.
Right.
Vele lento into a paratele.
Yeah, that's a very good
and
point.
And then I know Silofio next thing when what do I think I we what's in Buzun chant and chant corner bab. Right, and Santa, you heard the comment, Umnumzana lo ukiuts Tembo Uti, we need energy abantu abasakhulayo kodwa I wisdom. Yabantu abangabadala. Wena uthini ngalokho?
No, I think he's very right about it. I mean, we cannot pretend that because we are saying we are standing up as a generation, ukuthi abadala exist. They still exist, and there is still a bit of wisdom that they can impart to us. Like I always say, that you are never too old to teach, and you're also never too old to learn as well. So there is a lot that we need to learn from them, but there is also a lot that they can learn from us. So it's not just the top down, which is funda, upela, ever talin, like in the olden days, but like I said, when we talk about issues of innovation and how perhaps if I can give as a typical example, how look at how Mnangagwa then went on to set up his Facebook and Twitter account. That is a clear indication of saying, in as much as the older generation has something to teach, they also have something to learn from the younger generation. Mm-hmm. As Koshuanga, and we are not pretending as if our Talabasa exists. He's very right about it.
I think Zulem Numzano, I think Babu Mlomangani, Siokuluma Long, Kosas and Ufiona. Fiona, how are you doing, my darling?
I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
I am great. Welcome to our program. I believe this is the first time here.
Yes, and thank you so much for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
Great. So, Fiona, with you, we don't want politics. You are a...
Is she not a politician?
We don't, no. She's a career coach.
Okay.
No, definitely not.
So, bat up. If you want to do this, do that. Turn left, not right.
Okay.
So, I'm listening. So Fiona, we're speaking about youth empowerment today, and we've spoken a couple of times. I've followed you on Twitter a lot of times, and you've spoken a lot about youth empowerment and how youth can find themselves in positions whereby they can land themselves a job. Before we even go far, do you think of the situation in Zimbabwe with regards to youth empowerment? Is it possible for youth to get jobs?
Not just jobs.
Yeah,
right.
That's a very good position.
Positions of power.
Position, we want to be CEOs. We want to be CMOs.
Exactly. There we go.
You know, directors.
There we go.
Look, anyone can be a CEO, director, or whatever you set your mind to. But remember, there's a precursor to that. You know, there's different things that you need to do before you arrive to a position where you are even equipped to be a CEO or an FD or whatever the case may be. But in essence, you know, and thanks so much for bringing this topic to light. It's something that's really close to my heart, particularly because of the nature of my work and particularly because I have many Zimbabwean graduates who reach out to me asking for help, asking for advice. And because of that, you know, I've really been thinking, you know, over the past couple of months, you know, how do I help a Zimbabwean graduate? When I say graduate, I'm just using a blanket term. So it could be someone who did a diploma, who did a certificate, who did a higher national diploma. So I'm just talking about someone who either went to tertiary or maybe didn't even go to tertiary, but someone who's actually on the job market. And I actually realized that, you know, career principles you can't just blanket apply them, you know, without taking into consideration the context of that country. So, you know, as I was saying to you earlier, Mike, you know, I can go to Zim and run the best workshop on, you know, how to write the best CV, how to do this, how to approach employers, etc. But if there are no jobs, you know, the best CV in the world is not going to help you because there's only X number of people who are employed, you know, versus, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 10 times the number of people who are looking for jobs. So I then got started to thinking, can a graduate or an unemployed person engage with the professional world in the absence of actually getting a job. And the reason that I was actually asking that question is because I think the biggest problem now, you know, besides unemployment for young people in Zimbabwe, is employability. So it's not a case of, you know, is there a job or not, but are you actually employable? If you graduated or you finished doing your course 3-4 years ago, but you've never actually done anything, you know, related to that field, or you've got no skills that an employer would actually want at this point in time, in essence, you're not employable. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges that we're going to face. So I truly believe, you know, that at some point the jobs will become available, the economy will become better. So all these things that have been projected and all this hope that's been created, you know, I truly believe that it will happen. But my thing is, what can we do now, you know, with what we have? You know, we can't wait for 10 years, for 5 years, or for whenever it is that the jobs would come. I think there's a need to alleviate that hopelessness that many people are feeling at the moment. And hence this pilot project that I'm currently working on, you know, which is basically to test the theory that say, can we actually build skills in the absence in the presence of unemployment? And I think that's the challenge that many people are facing right now in Zimbabwe.
Fiona, interesting explanation you've just given there. I love throwing people under the bus, especially if they are friends with Mike. So
No, go ahead.
Okay. Here is the situation here. You are a career coach. Now, there I am. I'm not educated, but I have life skills that I'm very good at, like I can...
Practical skills.
Yeah, you know, like I play football, I play rugby, I play cricket, I play golf.
And I do arts.
I do arts, yeah. And I do it, you know, exceptionally. What does Zimbabwe have to offer today that could help me make myself be seen out there in the world and make it to be a Tiger Woods and make it to be a Ronaldo? You know what I'm talking about?
Sorry, so are you referring to someone who wants to make a career in sport, or are you saying someone who's skilled in sport and just wants
to make anything.
Some sort of career?
It could be anything.
Without a practical education.
That's not practical education based, because the education system in Zimbabwe was designed to send all of you guys to school and send you all to look for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But we are saying you are there today. You are a career coach. What are you changing? What is it that you can do, that I can do, if I don't have an education, but I have a practical life skill that can be used to excel beyond measure?
That's a great question, and thank you so much for raising it. So I think the first thing that I'll say is, is there a particular problem that you can solve right now with what you have? You know, and that's one of the things that I focus on. So if you look at people who are entrepreneurial, and I, as I was saying to you earlier, we have a lot of, you know, accidental entrepreneurs in Zim, because there's no job. So many people basically are forced into entrepreneurship. So in essence, what skill do you have? And the skill that you have, you know, are you able to solve problems with it? And if you can solve a problem, is this something that a person will be willing you is this a problem-solving skill that you're able to monetize? And you don't even have to think far, you know, and wide of, you know, business skills and, you know, doing amazing things. There are people actually who, with what they have, can actually be able to monetize whatever skill they have. So, for example, you know, you have a soccer skill, you're very good at sports, or you're very good with your hands. Can you monetize that, you know, and what does that look like at this point in time? So, for example, the one thing that I raised, and I know this kind of caused controversy, but we talked about the different ways that you can actually build skills within a particular profession without actually being employed. And one of the things was blogging. Many people are making money online these days from blogging, from Facebook, you know, from becoming influencers, etc. And you can literally do that in any space that you create. And, you know, you don't necessarily need any education. You just need to find a gap, and you need to be able to systematically tap into it. And I think a lot of it is trial and error. You know, you just need to identify the problem, and you just need just some techniques and able to be able to arrive to that
Fiona.
Point. So,
Fiona, sorry to interrupt there. You know what? I can give you an example of a soccer player who became president of a country one day.
George,
right?
Yeah.
I will give you an example of a guy with no metric, with no GCE, but became president. You know, Jacob Zuma. I will give you an example of a guy who didn't do much in school, but he's still in the parliament today in Zimbabwe, and people love him. He's writing books, and people are buying his material. I need you to give me an example of one person who has made it in life in Zimbabwe through an online platform.
Okay, so I mean, I would have to think about it. So when you say a person, you mean someone who doesn't have an education, or someone who maybe was not well prepped, to enter into that environment? Is that what you're saying?
I mean someone who has made it big and can be an inspiration to the poor me who wants to walk through that road today.
Well, I mean, I can think of, I think I even mentioned it to you earlier. So there's a gentleman by the name of Paddington who runs an organization called Zimbabwe Careers Network. And I actually came across him because of online. So he's got an online platform where he basically curates and puts together a whole bunch of career-related information. So if you're looking for career advice of any sort, whether it's about interviews, changing careers, and he, in fact, even delves into other areas that are not careers, he's got a platform, he's got a website, very high functional, very user friendly, and actually that's how I came across him. He's also now started a podcast, which is the first career podcast in Zimbabwe. And the funny and interesting thing about him is he didn't study anything related to career. I think he actually made it in politics or something of that sort.
All right. But he basically we're going to ask you to hold on a little bit there, Fiona. We'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. Please don't go away. We're going to take another caller. Please listen to what they have to say. You may want to chip in and weigh in after they have made a contribution. Mukoma Bernard.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
I'm well. Hey, I'm not kid, guys.
Hey, and Muruku Botswana.
Hey, Muruku Botswana, Kukaboron.
Dumelara.
Dumela, Rikai.
Teteng, Papa, Teteng. I know Kai, Papa.
You see, we are trying to globalize things, eh?
Eh, I'm going to go to the presidential. Hello.
Matibudim koma taurai zenyu.
Ndikati ini kuona kwangu inini. Sokuzva kwangu kwandinoita muvotero wavanhu muZimbabwe ka. Hello.
Taurai zenyu tiri kukunzwai.
Nokuona kwangu ini mavotero angu andoita vanhu kuZimbabwe. Achamisa ndiona achibudirira this time. It's too early for him to pay I win my elections. As maybe 5 years from 5 years from now, maybe I'm going to win. No, but I'm going to tell you that I'm going to take a good chance. I'm going to win my elections. I'm going to win. Kozo tivanhu futi kamukaenda kureserva havasi kuzira chamisa saka ndivana nditi nini maybe in 5 years time ndopano iko chamisa munhu anozikama ku diaspora kuti mutown zvikuru ndopanga ngoita ma surprise asi kamukaenda kumusha vanhu anozora zvanu pio saka pakadooma ipapapo kuti
Koma Bernard hanzi izvo ni kwachivi vanhu vari kutodzwa kunzi MDC hakusisina vachangirai vakafa.
Hey, anti muri kuzviona kavari kudoti vanhu vari kutoti vatangirai vakaa kusina MDC saka izvozvo manje zvoga ndambotaa muchiti nini kune umwe munhu aimbori football aiko zvinozi ava president George Weah wekuliberia ehe unofind kuti George Weah akaruza first time the first time paakaruza paipaya even vamwe vanhu vana vechikoro vaimuti go back to school and learn IAEOU. But I find the same thing will happen to Chamisa this time. Because I have MDC because kune makaka tanwa. People can underrate kutivana to kuzani kutawa rukwa wana support. Wanatorine support kutika nabaka zinzikanda. So kada iso wanita kuzani kupe. Then pane wasinga dendrenisa iduwani. Otherwise, I'm this motor as motorboa. So, if they want to tell Rana Garapasi, that's okay. I talk on the one Zora Jasuki. That in the extraordinary Congress does them to get me new one.
Regaindi kubate muromo muri ipapo zvishoma. Ndoda kukubvunzai mubvunzo mumwe chete. Mubvunzo wangu ndewekuti munotiwo kudii nenyaya yekuti vechidiki vakusimukira vachipinda muzvigaro muzvinzvimbo zvepamusoro izvozvozvo zvakafanana nezvamabva kutaura izvo ndimi mataudza panapa kuti George Weah akaitawo president kuLiberia matudza mimi mukati vachamisa vanodiwa nevanhu maguta nemumataundi zvakaipa here kuti vechidiki vasimukire vachipindawo munzvimbo muzvigaro zvepamusoro-soro zvakadaro izvozvo vakuruwo vovaregedza vechidiki vayavaya vachiita basa kuti zviende kumberi.
Aiwa zvakanaka chero ndingazvitsigira but as of now ndoda kukuudzai misikireti yangu nemusoro mangu ini pane zvimwe zvine izvi ndingambopamunangagwa mukana pakuti munangagwa mukati asachaio zvine izvi vanhu opposition vakasunga vanga vari vedu tichitsigira vatsvangirai vanga vakasungwa vakatoregererwa zvavati munangagwa munhu anogona kuregerera munhu anogona kushanda navanhu chereko nchokatarisai inozvi kumusha anga akati munhu wese angori nhake isu kumusha tovama nekurima handimoziva hanzi munhu wese angorima chee hazvino uri grade anifamu asi unobatirwa nehurumende kana kudiwa kubatsira hurumende izvozvoga ndokunobva 60% of the votes emuzimbabwe saka kuti nditi shamisa ka asi maybe 5 years from now
mukoma Bernard munondidzosera kumashure mukoma Bernard mimi munomboziva here kuti vaEmerson Mnangagwa vaive nemakore mangani pavakapinda muhurumende
vanga vari ipapo vanga nemakore iwayo
vanga vari kuma20 vanga vaine 23 here
24 hanimoza kuti vamugabe vakaenda vakatanga kuva president vava ne 50 years of course because paya mukatarisa futi mavhoti akangobva anga achingobva anga akawanda kubva kumareserve nazvino kuti mukatarira MDC yanga chitizva zvikuru chaidhebva achitizva zvikuru kubva kumavhoti ekumareserve I'm not saying Chamisa is a bad candidate. Ndongotarira hangu kuti generali kuti sokubva kwandongoita inekuti kuzimbabwe vakamira sei handioni Chamisa achihwina this year maybe 5 years from now.
All right, mukoma Bernard maita basa imi nekupinda muchirongwa regai tipowo vamwe mukana
ndinotendawo kuti vanhu vadiki ngatikurane tipinde pachirongwa asika tikadzava kutande pazvivazvi pazvikunda bati vakuridzire tsangokuridzira vechirume voga
handitika
vana Linda Masarira vati vakuridzire voti vavhoterewo vachindavo mumaini kuti vakadzi vanotita zviri nani asi kana vakaza nowavo vachikampeni ako yanga vanondopa vakashinga vasatiza nokuti kana mukanotiza muchipa kukapena zvavati zvavada kuti vakadzi hakuti bresh ngavasinde kuti yanga vakanoro kuti kuna vanhuvasinde hauka kukampena paya paya varambe vakashinga.
Alright baba, imimi mukoma Bernard chimuve nezuva rakanaka regai tipinze vamwewo pachirongwa tikurukure takawanda naye. Rambai muchiteerera, pane mumwe munyora akanda tsamba yake panapa yavachamisa ndichaiverenga mugonzwa kuti zvanzi kudii. Mike, did you hear what this gentleman has been talking about?
Anzwanga kahle kodwa mina engikubambileyo uthe hashtag Linda has my vote.
He is very passionate about seeing women and the young getting into positions of power.
Of course.
Right? But he also is so reserved about letting everything being run by the
youth. Kodwa umzile and it sounds like uyavumelana nalo umlaleli earlier on obesithi we want the energy of the youth,
but
combined le wisdom yabantu abadala yabona ke. So I'm sure ubaba Bernard uyasaba ke ukubona umuntu ongisakhula abe ngumongameli, kodwa he wants youth to be part of a government.
Okay.
That was what I understood.
I'll give him that.
Right.
I'll give him
so
that.
So, let's go to Siyokhuluma lo Nhlanhla. Nhlanhla, usase khona baba. Right, Nhlanhla. Awungitshele ke umzwili ubaba lo uBernard esechazisa esithi I yebo ufuna abantu abesifazana ukuthi bangene kuhulumende njalo abantu abasakhulayo, kodwa uyesaba kancane esithi abontanga abantu abangasakhulayo, there's a possibility ukuthi izinto can go left. Wena uthi ngalokho?
Ngisho ukuthi he's looking at it from a pessimistic view. He's saying things could go left, but has he considered that things could go right as well, which is something that whenever we talk about the young, sikukhangelela from a negative point of view. From a positive side. But the thing is, really, change is not easy, and change will not be accepted. And if we live in fear, we are not really drivers of our own destinies. Set pillar to the Sava, what is right in singer change, maybe who's our hobby. But we never really consider what is there could be better, we can do better as a nation. And more so, let's look at examples of what the change that's currently happening, the wave of young people are starting to engage and starting to take positions of leadership. Look at Austria as an example. Look at France as an example. It means young people are here, and I'm sorry to say this, it may sound a bit cocky, but whether Africa or Zimbabwe is ready or not will not determine whether young people are going to sit back and say and wait until people are relieved of that fear that they have. Because the honest truth is, the fear may never end, but they fear us probably because we are young, which is our strength.
And I was even reading, kulo muntu othi Nhlanhla Moyo for Vice President, uyavumana.
I would like to be honest with myself as well as the people that I would want to lead at this point. Not yet, but Sieza.
Hey, my friend, you're a blessed man because I will take it with two hands.
What a man. What do you mean? So, Ufara is back on the
yes.
Line.
Yes, Mkoma Farai.
Yes, Mkoma.
Yes, stands out. My Denge Matiza, my Zoga man.
Zano ya Zoga, I'm building.
Yes, Zano ya Zoga. All right.
So, Farai, I've heard all these different comments. And mainly, Eneng Labantu see these comments more as opposition comments, which I, you know, anything opposing to what the government does must be, quote unquote, opposition. So, Aungchelege njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, who's part of or an activist of the government, which is seen as a ZANU PF government. Aungchelege baba ukuthi, when people are now pushing for all these things and ideologies that seem to have been taken by the party, such as, you know, the combination of young and old. We don't want to kick the old out, but we want to bring the young in. How do you, as a ZANU-PF youth, process that? I'm sure you also want to be in a position of power.
Yeah, I think there's this misconception that because ZANU-PF as its current representation. Actually, if you look at the last government, you could actually put it up to about 54% of its representation was predominantly youth MPs and youth ministers. There was that integration, and there has been a continuous renewal when it comes to the intergenerational link between leadership and the youth. Okay, so there is this general misconception that ZANU-PF is not about that renewal. In fact, you'd find that that is not true. What it is, if you're judging us from the perspective of the current cabinet, as I said, there were extraordinary circumstances that led to the current composition because we needed a safe pair of hands to put us through a 4-month, 6-month period. This is not our ultimate reality. But to answer your question directly, I would say that I, like any other youth, have the aspirations of working in my country to however far my political party would bring me to. That is the nature of having youth. That's why ZANU-PF has a youth league whose duty, and I happen to be the chairman of the youth league in the UK and Europe, and our mandate here is to prepare ourselves for that particular position, and not tomorrow, as it were, but today. And it's a privilege to be able to serve in making policy recommendations. As we speak right now in the UK, we're writing our sets of policies that we think the youth in the UK need to have an integration so that we don't miss out as a consequence of being in the diaspora. And in order to do so, we present these ideas through policy and by interaction with our government on the ground. So youth are participants. So the highest office is not a symbol of youth making. Well, it would be to some. But I think it's the job that we do today in order to cultivate actions that promulgate us to the area that we say, okay, great, we've got to a point of presidency. The question that I would be asking is that in as much as we want youth to participate, and I definitely would agree with it, but what is fundamental now at the stage we are in a country is a person who actually has experience in deliverables. And we can, and Chamisa has not proven that.
Which is okay, why. Farah, let me hold you for one second. I see Uti, we have 4 minutes left, so let's just quickly go to them and then we'll give you some time to finish up. Silomlaleli umnumzana Willard Moyo. Baba Moyo, unjani?
Ngiphilile nkosi, unjani?
Hayi, ngiphilile baba. Uhlelo labo sakhulayo, the program is yours baba. Ngicela ukuthi ungene uhlelo usitshele phela umbono wakho ngodaba lolo.
Umbono wami uthi wona baba. Thina njengama youth. Mina ngomunye wama youth aku leadership ngukansila ngile 31 years.
Yes man, congratulations. Amhlophe baba, amhlophe.
Ngangena ngo 2008 for your own information ngile 21 years ukuba ngukansila. Now in the 10 years. So in leadership yabantu abacha. Awungeke uyikhompele leadership yomuntu ole 75 years. Akwenzi. Uchamisa nguye ole bright future yelizwe leZimbabwe. Ucabanga into ezanamuhla, ezihlupha namuhla, lezi zahlupha kusasa. Kakhangelanga izinto zakudala, kakhangelanga kala macala futhi adingela isikhundla ukuthi abe protected angaba ngupresident. He is clean, he is clear, he is visionary, but he is young. So yikho sithi thina ma-youth, let them be put on those high positions of governance. Kwenzela ukuthi ilizwe leli liye phambili, ilizwe selifuna abantu banamuhla leli, alisafuni bantu abalokhu bekhuluma ngokuthi ithimu renkimpi kwathini thina. Hayi, abavotayo vele sasingekho empini, yithe sibaningi, kufuze sivotele umuntu ongazange aye empini aqhube ilizwe leli liye phambili.
Kodwa baba Moyo, singakakuye-ke ngoba ngibona isikhathi sesibalekile. What do you say about inotion le ukuthi yebo kuqakathekile ukuthi abontanga babe khona kuhulumende, kodwa we mustn't get rid of abantu abadala njengoba bona babona ukuyakhanya ukuthi balolwazi oluthile about running a country?
Abantu abadala nduna akufuzanga babambe ikhuba thina abatsha sihlezi phansi. Abadala yibo abafuze basinike umbono, hayi bafana lapha nxa kunje kwenziwa so, lapha kwenziwa so, lathi bese sithi hayi badala kuhle kakhulu ukuthi senze ngaleyo ndlela. Kodwa uqaphele ukuthi ngensuku zanamhla ukuze kuhambe kuhle sibambanise ulwazi lwabadala balamakhanda amhlophe lolwazi lwethu thina ama-youth, ilizwe liyakhiwa liya phambili. Abadala baqakathekile ku-community, abalamakhanda amhlophe siyabafuna, kodwa singakufuni ukuthi kuthiwe babambe ikhuba thina abatsha sihlezi besebenza ilizwe leli, thina abatsha silele embhedeni akwenze kabahlale phansi thina abathi sithathe ilizwe liye phambili.
Baba ngikuzwile kahle, ngibona ngani isikhathi so sesibalekile, kodwa siyabonga bekuhle uba la ukuhlelo baba.
Mbonge kakhulu Nkosi.
Vanzi kwamunzwa ka
ya no ndavanzwa zwa
vanhu anzi vechi diki bora mbere
anzi mira imakasimba.
Yeah, but I see Evans this cat says he says it's, so I just want to take this opportunity guys, thank you so much to everybody that's joined us on the show. I know Evans has grilled everybody toss and ten. But thank you so much to everyone that's on the show. We had Fiona Martins, who is a career coach based in South Africa, what those are in Zimbabwe,
umnumzana unhlanhla moyo la yokhangela ukwengena kukhetho kulumnyaka as an independent candidate njalo umnumzana uFarai Muvuti who is a ZANU PF youth activist. Guys, thank you so much. Njalo wonke umuntu ongenile ukuhlelo, everyone who wrote their comments, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Ingxoxo le ayikapheli, inkulumo le ayikapheli. Let's continue with this conversation njengoba kuqhakathekile ukuthi sina njengabantwana singene kukhetho, singene in these positions of power. Oliver Lesayo, Michael Bafet Lilad.